A fruitful wedding minister needs more than skill. A fruitful wedding minister needs a rule of life. A rule of life is a simple, prayerful pattern that helps you remain faithful over time. It is not a legalistic checklist. It is a rhythm of spiritual health, ministry clarity, relational accountability, rest, learning, and service. Wedding ministry can be beautiful, but it can also be demanding. Couples may call at the last minute. Families may pressure you. Remarriage situations may be complicated. A bride may be afraid. A groom may be defensive. Adult children may resist the wedding. A license may be wrong. A couple may call 3 months later in crisis. Without a rule of life, the wedding minister can become reactive, exhausted, unclear, or overextended. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28-30, Webb, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The wedding minister serves best when yoked to Christ. A rule of life begins with prayer. Before you serve the bride and groom, you must be formed by God. Pray for wisdom. Pray for humility. Pray for purity. Pray for courage. Pray for tenderness. Pray that your ministry would serve covenant marriage, not your ego. A rule of life includes scripture. Wedding ministers should regularly return to Genesis 1 and 2, Matthew 19, Ephesians 5, 1 Corinthians 13, Colossians 3, Psalm 127, Psalm 128, and Hebrews 13:4. These passages keep marriage ministry rooted in God's Word, not in trends, pressure, or sentiment. A rule of life includes accountability. Every wedding minister needs people who can ask honest questions. Are you keeping boundaries? Are you overpromising? Are you staying teachable? Are you serving under appropriate oversight? Are you respecting civil requirements? Are you referring when something is beyond your role? A rule of life includes continuing education. Do not assume that one course makes you fully prepared for every wedding situation. Keep growing. Study marriage, study scripture, study communication, learn from experienced ministers, take additional Christian Leaders Institute courses, become sharper in theology, people skills, chaplaincy awareness, coaching skills, and practical ministry systems. A rule of life includes referral wisdom. Make a list before you need it. Know pastors, mentors, licensed counselors, attorneys, civil offices, abuse response resources, and local church leaders. You do not need to be the answer to every problem. Sometimes the most faithful ministry sentence is, "This deserves care beyond my role, and I want to help you find the right support." A rule of life includes rest. 1 Peter 5:23 WB says, "Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, exercising the oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, not as lording it over those entrusted to you, but making yourselves examples to the flock." You cannot be a healthy example if your ministry rhythm is frantic, boundaryless, and exhausted. A wedding minister must also care for marriage at home, family relationships, personal integrity, and spiritual life. Public ministry should not hollow out private faithfulness, so write your rule of life. Include prayer, scripture, accountability, training, referral partners, civil responsibility, ceremony preparation, post-wedding follow-up, multiplication, and rest. The trusted wedding minister is not merely busy. The trusted wedding minister is faithful. Serve the bride, serve the groom, serve the covenant, serve the church, serve the community. But above all, stay yoked to Christ.